Hello, this is David Mack. Join me every weekday morning after the news at 10 for Coffee Break, where we take a look behind the scenes at all your favourite artists, right here on 2NUR FM 103.7. The BBC dubbed him the man with the golden voice. He spent time in Roxy Music in the UK, Squeeze, and Ace, and was co-frontman of Mike and the Mechanics. Good morning, I'm David Mack with Paul Carrick for Coffee Break. Born Paul Melvin Carrick on the 22nd of April 1951 in Sheffield, England.
One of my main influences as a kid, first off it was bands like The Shadows and then The Beatles and the whole Merseyboot thing, but in my teens, soul music and Motown, all those great singers and songwriters, that was the music of the times. I played in the local soul band. In fact, I sold my drums because I started off as a drummer. I sold the drums in order to join the local soul band and play keyboard. I couldn't play, but I taught myself. And so that's had a major influence on me as a singer. I don't question it. I'm not a music analyst, you know, but it seems to be a natural way that when I approach a song, it seems to be in that kind of style. How long has this been going on? That was my first claim to fame, really. It's one of the first songs I wrote, and that's going back to 1974.
He was vocalist on the band's debut single, How Long. It became a top 10 hit. It's Paul Carrick for Coffee Break. It's Coffee Break with Paul Carrick. In 1977, Ace disbanded and he began working as a backing musician for Frankie Miller. Subsequently, he was a key supporting musician for Roxy Music, playing keyboards on their final three albums.
It was before the, even the Beatles, it was bands like The Shadows, and I had an elder brother who played guitar, and he would bring home all kinds of records and blues records, soul records. And of course, when the Beatles happened and the whole Merseybeat thing, then I got bitten very badly by the musical bug, and that was it. There was no looking back, really. A lot of those things, playing on sessions with different people, is a way of just learning and progressing as a musician. Say it loud. Say it clear. Oh, say it clear. Can we sing as well as you hear?
In 1985, he was contacted by Mike Rutherford of Genesis, who asked him to join his new side project, Mike and the Mechanics. Initially, Carrick and Paul Young were alternating lead vocalists for the group. Paul sang lead on their 1985 hit, Silent Running. Building on the success of Mike and the Mechanics, Paul was able to re-establish his solo career with the hit album, One Good Reason, and his version of The Searchers' 60s hit, When You Walk in the Room.
I do consider myself to be very fortunate to have had a great time, a great life, and a career in music. You know, I started out from very humble beginnings, without much of an idea what I was doing, and somehow or other I've managed to survive in the music business and been involved with some great people and great things and had a little success along the way. So it can be a little frustrating, but on balance, no, I consider myself very fortunate.
In 1989, Mike and the Mechanics had a massive number one hit with The Living Years, also sung by Paul. It's Paul Carrick for Coffee Break.
Baby, it's a dream come true, walking right alongside of you. Wish I could tell you how much I care, but I only have the nerve to stare. Tell you how much I care.